Begin. We are up to, we're listing the relatives. We are up to, we did Achos Me'imoy, Vachos Imoy, we're on Beis Amud Aleph. We are now in the last line on the Amud. We are up to Achos Ishtai. The next Erva is Achos Ishtai. Achos Ishtai is talking about a person's wife's sister. That means Reuven and Shimon married sisters. Shimon died without any children, so Reuven can't do Yibum to his Shimon's wife because she is his wife's sister. That's an Erva. And she has a co-wife, so Reuven can't do Yibum not to Shimon's wife and not to his sister-in-law, who is his wife's sister. She's his sister-in-law two ways. Not to his wife's sister and not to the co-wife. That's the Erva of Achos Ishtai. The next Erev the Mishnah mentions is Eishes Achiv Me'imai. A person has a maternal brother and a paternal brother. That means Reuven's brother Shimon is his paternal brother. He also has a different brother, whatever the name is, that's only a brother from one mother. And that brother married a woman, and then that brother died. There's no Yibum because it's his maternal brother, and he might have had children for all we know. Then Shimon, the paternal brother, married that woman. That means Shimon has two brothers that are not related to each other at all. One is a half-brother from the father's side, and one is a half-brother from the mother's side. The half-brother from the mother's side was married to a woman. He either divorced her, he died. And then the half-brother of the father's side married her, not for Yibum. They weren't related. They have no shaychus to each other. That happens to be, they are step-siblings, but they have no relationship to each other, no blood relationship. Now, Shimon, who is Reuven's paternal brother, dies, and this woman, who is an erva to him, because she had been his maternal brother's wife, is the one that falls the Yibum. So there's no mitzvah Yibum here, and she's an erva, because she is usher to him for a different erva, for being his maternal brother's wife, which is a permanent isser, even after his maternal brother dies. And therefore there's no mitzvah yibum, not on her, and not on her co-wife. Rashi. Ve'eches achav me'imai, shemes, the maternal brother died. Ve'nasa achav me'aviv, and his paternal brother married her, shaisa nachras nesloi. As far as he's concerned, this woman is a stranger. He's not related to that man that died. And the paternal brother died without children. She fell in front of Reuven. Can somebody mute themselves? The Yibum. Asura lo, it's asur to him. She was his brother's wife, maternal brother's wife. Tchila. Asura lo yalamas. And that's an issur that's permanent, even after his brother dies. Dixiv. Erbes eishes avicha, but the sina la beperik avoyiv hemtoy, achicha beimena beimena aim. That the erva is even on a paternal brother and a maternal brother, unless there's a mitzvah of yibum, which is only a paternal brother. So this is another erva. So of the 15 so far we listed, bitay bas bitay bas benoy, his daughter and the grandchildren, his wife's daughter and her grandchildren, that's 6, his mother-in-law and grandmothers-in-law is 9, his maternal sister, his maternal aunt, who married, these people married his paternal brother, his wife's sister, that makes 12. Eishes Achav Me'imai is 13, I believe. Achos Me'imai is 10, Achos Imai is 11, Achos Ishtai is 12, Eishes Achav Me'imai is 13. Now we move on to the next Amud. The Eishes Achav Shlohayim Ba'ilamai. And this is an interesting erva, and the Gemara will delve into it in the second parak. And that is as follows. Reuven had a brother that predeceased his birth. He never knew that brother. Now, I'm going to use Rashi's names. I've been using Reuven and Shimon. Rashi's going to use a different set of names. I'll switch to Rashi's names. Reuven was alive, lived, didn't have any children, and he died. After he died, his mother gave birth to another boy named Levi. Shimon, who was alive during Reuven's lifetime, was Miyabim, Reuven's wife, perfectly legally. Reuven died, Shimon was Miyabim, his wife, there was nothing wrong with that. Levi was born after Reuven's death. That means Levi never knew Reuven. Levi never existed in the world together with Reuven. Therefore, that woman that was Reuven's wife is forbidden to Levi forever because she was his brother's wife that he never existed with in the same world. Therefore, there's no mitzvah of Yibum because this woman is an ervet to him because the pasuk says, Ki yeshu achim yachdav. They have to be together in the world. They never were together in the world. Therefore, she's an erva. And even now that she falls from Shimon, but since she was an erva when Levi was born, this woman was usher for him permanently because she was his brother's wife and there was no allowance for Yibum. Meaning, let's say Reuven would have died and left his wife and then Levi would have been born. And we can't wait for Levi. There's no mitzvah of Levi to be Miyabmer. He's not allowed to be Miyabmer. So this is an erva to him. And therefore, even though Shimon was legally Miyabmer, this woman remains an erva. And her co-wife would be parted from Chalitza and Yibum if Shimon were to die without children. I hope I explained myself well enough. That is erva number 14. And erva number 15 is Kalosai, person's daughter-in-law. That's an erva. That means Reuven had a daughter-in-law, and then his son got divorced, his son died, and then Shimon was married her, not Yibum, it's his brother's daughter-in-law, that's not an erva. And now he dies without children, Reuven can't be Miyabim, his daughter-in-law, and therefore his daughter-in-law is Pater, and so is the co-wife. Zuck Rashi. Eishes Achim Shlohoi Ba'ilavai. Kigan. Is somebody asking a question? Okay, Kigan. Reuven Shemesh B'loi Banim. Reuven died without children. And a brother was born after Reuven died. Shmai Levi. Shimon was Miyabim Reuven's wife. Shimon was alive during Reuven's lifetime. And Shimon had another wife. And then Shimon died without children. That means Reuven died without children. Shimon died without children. But Naflu Shteim Lefnei Levi, who was alive during Shimon's lifetime, Shteim Pturas. Fisheishes Reuven Shenitzas LeShimon, the wife of Reuven that ended up marrying Shimon because Shimon was miyabim her. Asura LeLevi is asur to Levi permanently. VeAnish Karis Halah, and he would be punished with Karis. Fisheishes Ach beKaris Kishar Kol Arayisha beParsha. Eishes Ach is an Isser Karis. When there's no mitzvah Yibum, it is an Isser Karis. We mentioned that yesterday. It's either a mitzvah or it's an Isser. Right? Ki kalashi yadachsib b'kulu, it says by all the arayas, ki kalashi yasmi kalateva se'elo, if anybody does any of these atevas, v'nichrusu. V'makam mitzvah sibum, k'shemez b'loi banim shayi rachmana. In the place of mitzvah sibum, when he dies without children, the tyrant permitted it. V'eishas achim shlohei b'ilomai, shemez kainam leidasai le'sharalai. However, a brother's wife that he never existed in the same world, there is no heter. They existed together in the same world. When Reuven died, she became Asran Levi, a permanent Isser, like any other brother's wife where there's no mitzvah of Yibum, which is like she would have children, like he would have had children. Even though now she's falling not from Reuven but from Shimon, where he existed in the same world, Asuraloi, she's Asur Bishvil because of Reuven. Shame she Asuraloi, just like she is Asur to him, Kach Tzorasa Eisha Simon Acheres Asura, the co-wife would also be Asur. The Alfino Lekamon Akol Arayas, I'm the soul of Bekaris. We learn later on all the Arayas that have Karis, Shenaflu Lefan of Leibum Imtzereseyim, that they fell to Yibum with their co-wives, Shishteyim Pturais, that they're both Pater, and if it's Pater, that means there's no mitzvah, and if there's no mitzvah, there's Karis. If he were to marry them, Anish Karas. Shema'achar Shepatr Nakasav, since the Torah absolved the mitzvah of Yibum, I'm this Olav Isser Eishasach Shesh Lebanim. It's similar to a brother who died with children that his wife is permanently Aser. So Rashi explains, this is an Erva, an interesting kind of Erva. She is a brother's wife, and the brother died without children. Theoretically, there should be a mitzvah of Yibum on Levi, even before Shimon was Miyabed. If Levi was born after Reuven died, theoretically you could wait till he becomes 13 and he could do Yibum. The answer is he can't, because he never lived in the same world as Reuven did. And since he never lived in the same world as Reuven did, this woman is an erva to him, and even though Shimon married her legally, she remains an erva for being Reuven's wife, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum even when Shimon dies without any children. The Kalasai, next Rashi, Shemei's Benai, his son died, Menasa Achim Kalasai, and his brother married his daughter-in-law, means Reuven's brother married Reuven's daughter-in-law. Even if his son died, that woman is Asr permanently. All Arayas are permanent besides for two. And that is Eshes Ish, a married woman. If her husband dies, she's permitted to get married. Or if her husband divorces her. The only other erva that happens not to be permanent, which has nothing to do with Yibum, is a wife's sister. Rachmana Litzlan, one who loses his wife, is allowed to marry her sister. He cannot marry his wife's sister while his wife is alive. Even if he divorces his wife, he cannot marry her sister. But the pasuk by wife's sister says, Bechayeha, that the issur of a wife's sister is only during the lifetime of his wife. That's the only other erva that gets removed during, that can get removed and become legal, besides the mitzvah of Yibum, is a wife's sister. A person can marry a girl, and then if she died, he can marry her sister. If he divorced her, he can't marry her sister. While she's married to him, she can't marry her sister. But if she died, he's allowed to marry her sister. That's the only erva besides Eishes Ish that becomes permissible. Every other erva is permanent. Daughter-in-law, Eishes Achiv, Achaisai, all other ervas are permanent ervas, whether they're blood relatives or through marriage. Once Aser, always Aser. There's only two ervas that become permissible after they were Aser. Okay, so these are the 15 ervas. Hara'elu, back to the Mishnah, these, Poitrois, Tzareseyan,
Bitsa. The sister, who was the other one? The two with the sister, and who else was the other reversible one?
No, the two sisters, the wife's sister, not his own sister. His wife's sister.
Right.
And an Ashes Ish. A regular woman that's married, not related to him, but she's somebody else's wife. When she's not somebody else's wife anymore, he can marry her.
Obviously, sure.
That's the only other reversible one. I'm sorry?
Sorry?
Yes. Somebody asking something? Okay. Right.
No.
Okay. Zagdim Eshnabai. Hara'elu, Paitras Sarasayan, the Tsaras Sarasayan, they absolve their tzaras and the tzaras of their tzaras, which I explained yesterday. Meaning, Reuven can't be Miyabim Shimon's wives, any one of them, because one of them is an erva that paters her co-wife. But let's say a third brother, Levi, is Miyabim one of those women, not the erva. And then Levi dies without children, so Reuven can't be Miyabim any of Levi's wives, because one of them was the co-wife with his erva, and she remains usher permanently. And the other one is the co-wife of the co-wife, and she becomes an erva as well, as far as Yibum is concerned. Remember, it's his brother's wife, and there's no mitzvah Yibum. So Tzareseyan, the Tzareh Tzareseyan, Menachalitza Menayibum, At Saifa Oilam, and this can go on many steps. Theoretically, there can be a fourth brother, that's Miyabim, the co of the co, and then he dies without children. Reuven can't be Miyabim any of those wives as well, even though it's the third one. It's the co of the co plus the next co. Doesn't make a difference. These are his brother's wives, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum. And whenever there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's an Issacharis. And since one of them was a co-wife of the Erva, she became Usser. And once she became Usser, her Isser is permanent, even if she had Yibum from another brother, and that keeps on going forever. The Kulan. Now the next case. Let's say Reuven, Shimon, married Reuven's daughter and a different woman. And then Reuven's daughter predeceased Shimon. So by the time Shimon died, there was only no erva left in Shimon's wives. Meaning Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter and to a different woman. And then Reuven's daughter died. before Shimon died. And now Shimon died, and there's no erva falling to Yibum, because unfortunately, Reuven's daughter had predeceased her husband. So now, Reuven can be Miyabim, Shimon's wife. There is no erva. Now, at one point, this co-wife was a co-wife with an erva, but not at the time when the husband died. We look at the time of the death of Shimon. Is this woman a co-wife to an erva? The answer in this case is the erva died before her husband died. Therefore, this woman is not a co-wife of an erva at this point, because the erva predeceased her husband. So therefore, Reuven has a mitzvah of Yibum, because this lady is not a co-wife of an erva at the time of Shimon's death. And that's what we look at. We don't look at history. We look at what's now. When Shimon died, at the moment of Shimon's death, was there an erva? The answer is no, because the erva had predeceased her husband. Therefore, the other woman has a mitzvah of Yibum. So the kulam imesu, I mienu. But let's say Reuven's daughter married Shimon in a rabbinic marriage. Now, how that can happen while Reuven is alive, we'll talk about in a moment. But let's say Reuven's daughter married his brother rabbinically, meaning not biblically, rabbinically. And he had an other wife that was a biblical wife. And then Reuven's daughter walked out of the marriage. So as far as we're concerned now, when Shimon died, Reuven's daughter is not married to Shimon anymore, because she walked out. Therefore, Shimon's wife is not a tzaras erva at the time of Shimon's death. And we only are concerned about the time of Shimon's death. At the time of Shimon's death, she is not a tzaras erva. Therefore, there's a mitzvah of Yibum on Shimon's wife. Now, how do you have a case of Mianu while Reuven is still alive? Right? One of the ervas was Bitai. How can you have a Bitai while Reuven is still alive? The answer is as follows. Reuven married off his daughter biblically to a different man, and that man divorced her or died. Reuven cannot marry his daughter off a second time. The minute she got married to the first man, Reuven lost his rights in his daughter. Now, this girl, widowed or divorced at 9 years old or at 11 years old, cannot get married biblically anymore by her father, but she can marry herself rabbinically, and therefore she can be Shimon's rabbinic wife, even though Reuven is still alive. We call that in halachic terms, Yisayma B'chaya Yav. She's like an orphan, even though her father is still alive. Because he used his right of marrying her off once, he doesn't get that right a second time, and therefore she can marry herself off rabbinically. So, and then she walked out of the marriage. She can have a daughter, Reuven's daughter, married to Shimon rabbinically. And Shimon had another wife. And then Reuven's daughter walked out. At the time of Shimon's death, there was no marriage. And ever since there's no marriage, Reuven can do Yibum to Shimon's wife, because at the time of Shimon's death, she is not a tzaras erva. That is second case. Einis garshu. Or let's say Shimon married Reuven's daughter and then divorced her. And then he died. All three cases are the same. At the time of the death, there was no marriage between Shimon and the erva. That marriage had been terminated, either by the erva's death, by the erva's walking out, or by the erva's being divorced. We look at the time of death. Is there an erva that is married to Reuven's brother? No, not at this time. Therefore, there is a mitzvah of Yibum, and the mitzvah of Yibum is in the other wife, and that's how we do Yibum. The fourth case is Aishinimtsu Islandus. What happened was, the erva ended up being an islandus, a woman who can't give birth. That means the marriage was never a marriage. Shimon found out that his brother's daughter, that he married, can't bear children. She's not an akara. She's missing. She has physical signs. He married her at 12. And then when she turned 20, he sees this lady has physical signs of islandness, which I think we listed some of them, but the Gemara Yevamos later will list all of them. That this woman is an islandness, and therefore the mekach was a mekach tos. The marriage was invalid to begin with. So now Shimon dies. He was never married to Reuven's erva. Not only is he not married now, he was never married. But if sure not married at the time of his death because he found that she was an islandess. And therefore, she's an islandess, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's no marriage, and therefore Reuven can do Yibum to Shimon's other wife because she's not a tsaras erva. Rashi. Zakt Rashi. V'kulon Shemesu. Shemesa bitai kaidim le'echav. Achav. His brother, his daughter predeceased his brother. Aymirna. Now the hechi mishkachas labiyim bebitoi baruchayim. So Rashi asked the question: how do you have miyim by a daughter when the father is still alive? Ve'ein miyim ela biyisayma. Miyim is limited to yisayma. Mishkachas la kan shaviyo hisiyah lo leechad. Her father married her off to somebody. Benizgarsha, and she got divorced. Kshiktana. Veshuv ein la biyah rishusba. Her father has no rights to her anymore because she had been married. And she married this guy's brother, and that was a rabbinic marriage. Her right to marry herself off at 11 is only rabbinic. It is not biblical. And therefore, she married herself off to the guy's brother, right? And she left. In the 13th parak of Yevamos, we will call this lady Yisayma b'chayav, an orphan during the lifetime of the father. If any of those three things happened besides dying, she got divorced from his brother, she walked out on his brother, or she was found an island, that the marriage was a mistake, invalid, she's not his brother's wife. We look at the time of death. Is there an erva there that's married to Shimon at the time of Shimon's death? And if not, the tzara can get evil. So the Mishnah points out the three of the 15 Arayas cannot get married as a Ktana, a rabbinic marriage, because they have children. They're his mother-in-law or grandmother-in-law, right? So obviously they're not islandessen because they had children, and they're not Ktanas because they had children. Ktana can't have children. So out of the 15 Arayas, 15 of them can have been pre-divorced or have pre-deceased their husband, or right, those two can happen to all 15. Two of the other cases of walking out of the marriage or being found an islandess cannot happen to these three ervas because they had children, which means they're not ktanais and they're not islandessen. So when we say all of them can be found an islandess, we meant 12 out of the 15 can be found an islandess. His mother's sister can be found an islandess. His sister can be found an islandess. But you can't find... you can't find his mother-in-law to be an islandess, because if she's mother-in-law, that means she had a child. And his grandmother-in-law can't be an islandess, and she can't be a ktana either. Zaktrashi, v'yata yachaloymer, shkvar yoldu, they gave birth, ma'achar, kaidim shenisu lochem, they gave birth to somebody else before they married his brother. Hilkaklav islandessi, she's obviously not an islandess. Umiyan namileka, and there's also no miyan, sharigadayla saying, they must be over bas mitzvah if they have children. Like we will learn in the 13th parak. So this sets up the halacha that a tzaras erva is putter. Right? Any one of the 15 ervas. And again, we mentioned that tzaras erva only putter is if at the time of death they were tzaras erva. But if at the time of the death they were no longer tzaras erva, even though at one point they were, that does not affect the mitzvah of Yibum. We only look at the time that the brother died. Now, the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzad paitris tzaraseyim. What do we mean when we say that the co-wife is putter? So the Mishnah sets up the case. His daughter, or the other 14 ervas, nesuas la'achiv, were married to Shimon. Right? One of those 15 ervas that we listed, we mentioned the first one, which is his daughter, or the other 14, were married to his brother, right? V'loi isha acheres, and he had a different wife, umeis, and then the brother died. Shem shebitai p'tura, just like his daughter is butter, Kach tzarasa p'tura. So is the co-wife. And remember, the minute there's no mitzvah of yibum, she's an erva. So it's not mitzvah or allowance. It's mitzvah or usser. It's extremes. Either it's karis or it is a mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, there's karis. Rashi? Shem shebita p'tura.
Why did he use that confusing lashon of p'tura, Rabbi? Why did he use such a kind of confusing lashon? I mean, it's kind of... Why does it say
the source of being an erva is because there's no mitzvah of yibum. So the reason she's asura is because she's ptura. Meaning, had there been a mitzvah of yibum, it would have been mutter. Why is there iser? Because there's no mitzvah of yibum. So because she's pater from yibum, therefore she remains asur as an erva. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now?
Yes. She becomes a brother's wife when there's no mitzvah. Remember, she's his brother's wife. And by his brother's wife, it's an extreme. Either it's a mitzvah or it's an erva. The minute there's no mitzvah because she's a tzaris erva, she herself becomes an erva of a brother's wife. I'm sorry?
Is he a
chiv karis or not? Yes. Eishes Akiv is a chiv karis. That's I don't know how to call what word I'm looking for. Yibum is very interesting in the sense the Torah took an erva and said there's a mitzvah to marry her. But if there's no mitzvah, she's an erva. Like, that's why, I don't know if you remember, in Shabbos we mentioned once, that there's a mandiyamah that says we encourage chalitza, not yibum. And there's another mandiyamah that says we encourage yibum over chalitza. And the reason the mandiyamah that encourages chalitza was, because if a person does it with the wrong intent, he's playing with an erva. Now, he's not really playing with an erva, because the Torah allowed it. But if he does it with the wrong intent, the Torah wants the guy to do Yibum for the right reason. If he does it with the wrong reason, he's marrying his brother's wife, and his intent is not pure, it's scary. It's not something to play with. That's why one man the Amor says, don't do Yibum. Just stay away from Yibum. Because if you marry her because she's beautiful, or because she's rich, or for whatever other reason you have a crush on her, you're playing around with an erva. Now you're not gonna get karis, because you're doing a mitzvah. But, you're not really doing the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done, and you're playing with an erva. And the other mandiyamah said, listen, the Torah said do the mitzvah, the Torah didn't care how you did it. That's the machloikis, right? But it's an erva, it's a very interesting thing. The Torah took an erva, which is karis, and made it a mitzvah. And once it's not a mitzvah, it reverts back to being an erva. Because that's what it, in essence it is. A brother's wife is an erva. When the Torah made it a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. And when the Torah didn't make it a mitzvah, it reverts right back to being an erva. Right, so, let's do Rashi. Shem Shabita Ptura, Shara Suralai, Ve'en Sham Ach Elohu, and he's the only brother, Kach Tzarasa Ptura, Gliyala B'Gemara. Now we move on to the case of Tzaras Sara. Right, we've been talking about Tzaras Sarasayan. What is the case of Tzaras Sarasayan? Zog the Mishnah. Halka tzaras bitai, v'nisnes l'achiv asheni. So listen to what happened. Reuven's brother died, and Reuven was married, Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter, and to a different woman. And now, Levi was miyabem, the tzaras bitai, not Reuven's daughter, but the co-wife. Right? So now Levi is married to two women, one of them being the co-wife of the erva while they were married to Shimon. Right? But Levi never was married to Reuven's daughter. Right? He was never married to her. He was miyabim, the woman who had been a co-wife at the time of Shimon's death. So now, shem she tzaras b'tepturah, umeis, and then Levi died. Shem she tzaras b'tepturah, that woman can't go to Yibum because she is an erva to him, because when she was Shimon's wife, she was no mitzvah of Yibum. Kach tzaras sarasa b'tura, this happens now. Levi's second wife is a co-wife of an erva. She's also has no mitzvah of yibum, and this is going to be learned out from Sukkim. And once there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's an Isser Erva. It becomes Usser because of Erva.
But I'm not following that case.
Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter and to another wife. Shimon died and left two brothers, Reuven and Levi. Reuven was not allowed to do Yibum because one of Shimon's wives was his daughter and the other one was a co-wife of an Erva. No mitzvah of Yibum. But Levi has a mitzvah of Yibum because Shimon's wives are not related to him. There's no Erva there. So Levi has a mitzvah of Yibum and he went and he was Miyambeim, not the Erva, not Reuven's daughter, but the other woman. So now Levi did a mitzvah of Yibum. He married one of Shimon's wives. He happened to pick the one that wasn't the Erva to Reuven. And now Levi died without children, left over two wives. One had been Shimon's wife when Shimon died, and one never knew Shimon, or never had any relationship to Shimon, meaning it wasn't his wife. So Reuven can't be Miyabim, the woman who had been Shimon's wife at the time of Shimon's death, because she had become to him Usser, because she was a co-wife of the Erva. Now Levi's other wife is a co-wife of the co-wife. There's no mitzvah of Yibum on there either. Therefore Reuven can be Miyabim, any of Levi's wives, and they would both be Usser to him as an Erva. Did I explain myself?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Zaktrashi. Afilahimeya. And this can go on 100 times, meaning there could be a fourth brother, Yehuda, and he's Miyabim, Levi's wife, who wasn't Shimon's wife. And then he died without children. So since one of them couldn't have done Yibum because she was the co-wife of the co-wife, now the other one is the co-wife of the co-wife of the co-wife, is also Usser, and this can keep on going. Because once a woman can't have Yibum done when her husband died, she remains an Erva to Reuven, and therefore will never become permissible to Reuven. She will remain an Erva, and her co-wife will be a Tzara to her, who's a Tzara all the way back to the Erva. Rashi. Shem Shehokot Tzara's Bita Venisis Lachav Hasheni. There's a third brother. He can do Yibum to any of these two. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. And one of them has Yibum. And the second one is Pater. You only have Miyabim one, not two. Remember somebody asked me that yesterday. I said the Gemara would bring a Pasik. This is the Pasik. Yibum is only one of the brother's wives, not the other one. Pasuk says, "Bayis echad ubayna ve'ena bayne shnei batim." You're only allowed to be miyabim one. V'miyabim or echad es saras mitai. If Levi went was miyabim Reuven, not the erva, not Reuven's daughter, but the other woman. B'loy isha acheres umeis b'loy banim. Because Reuven nafalu l'fanav and they fell in front of him. Shem shetzaras mitai p'tura. She nesser alav mishas nafilus achav. She became usher from when her brother. When Alevas Filas Achav Harishon, she became Asher when Shimon died. She Naflam Bita Lufanav because she fell together with Reuven's daughter, Ubatrasa Bita Himena, and the daughter took away the mitzvah. Vari Olav Keishas Ach Sheyesh Lebanim, it becomes like an Eishas Ach that has children. Meaning, once there's no mitzvah of Yibum, it's as if Shimon had. Meaning, she's an Erva. Vasura Loyalamas. Levi's other wife is Butter, Shizupa Tressa. The time of Yalu Begamar mi Litzroer, from the extra word Litzroer, Shitzaras Erva, Pateras Tressa. That one Tsar of an Erva patters the next Tsara, that it keeps on going. Afilahin Kuf Achim, even if it's 100 brothers, the Halka Tsaras Tressa Shabita Vinisyabdil Achav Ashlishi, the Levi's other wife married, got Yibum from Yehuda, right? And he had another wife, and then he died without children. Both are Asher and Reuven, the Chayin Le'olam. And this keeps on going. There can be a fifth brother and a sixth brother. It doesn't make a difference. Once a woman fell to Yibum, and there was no mitzvah of Yibum, she became an Erva herself. And therefore her wife is a co-Erva, co-wife to an Erva, and that keeps on going. Because the What decides if there's a mitzvah of Yibum is the moment of the husband's death. If when Shimon died, there was no mitzvah of Yibum to that second wife, she is now an erva to Reuven. She's his brother's wife when there's no mitzvah. And she will remain that way forever. And therefore, even though Levi was Miyabim her, she's still an erva to Reuven that can never be removed. And therefore, her wife becomes her co-erva, and that keeps on going. So therefore, that's Saris Saris. That's Saris Sirisayim forever. That's what it is. Fine. Okay? That's what the Mishnah said. Now the Mishnah goes on to the next case. Explaining the end of the Mishnah. Remember we said before that if the woman got divorced, or the erva died, or she did miyun, or she was an islandess, then, and that happened before the brother died, there is a mitzvah of Yibum. So now the Mishnah explains that. One of these Arabs was married to his brother, v'loy isha acheres, and he had another wife, but mesa bitay nizgarsha. His daughter died, Reuven's daughter died, or got divorced, prior, v'achikach mesa achiv, before Shimon died, tzarasa muteres. Then, she's mutter, because at the time of death, she was not a tzaras erva. We look at the moment of death. When Shimon died, was this woman permitted for Yibum or not? Since when Shimon died, Reuven's daughter is not in the picture anymore, because she had predeceased or got divorced. So therefore, that other wife is not a tzaras erva. The other wife is not a tzaras erva, and therefore there is a mitzvah of Yibum on her. So you can have two cases. Shimon married Reuven's daughter. In one case, Reuven is usher to do Yibum to the other wife. And in one case, it's a mitzvah to do Yibum to the other wife. If Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter at the time of his death, then it is usher to do Yibum to the other wife. If Shimon had pre-divorced her or pre-died, I'm sorry, if the daughter had been divorced or had died, so at the time of death, the other woman is not a tzaras erva, it becomes a mitzvah to do Yibum to her. So that can determine the mitzvah of Yibum, or again, as we pointed out, an iser erva. There is no middle ground. Rashi, tzarasa muteres l'siyabim boy, and this is the key. Shara b'shas zikas Yibum. When Yibum came around and bound the woman to her brother-in-law, to her husband's brother, Eina Tzarasa, she was not a Tzaras Erva. Next line in the Mishnah. V'chol ha'yecholu l'mo'im v'loy mi'ana, Tzarasa chalatas v'loy mi'zevemes. Now here is the first time we find the Rabbanan getting involved in the mitzvah of Yibum. Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter rabbinically, and to a different woman biblically. He died. His daughter had not walked out, meaning Reuven's daughter had not walked out of the marriage. She was still married rabbinically to Shimon when Shimon died, but she was not married biblically. Biblically speaking, the other woman is not a tzaras erva, because Reuven's daughter is not married biblically to Shimon. So there's a mitzvah of Yibum and Adar Torah. Really, Reuven has a mitzvah deraisa to be Miyabim Shimon's wife. Not his daughter. His daughter is not really married to Shimon, biblically. So as far as the other woman is concerned, biblically, she's not a tzaras erva. The erva is not married to Shimon. But rabbinically, she is. So we can't let Reuven do Yibum, because rabbinically it's a tzaras erva. But we can't absolve the other woman completely, because biblically she's not a tzaras erva. So we say, cheletzes, v'loy misyademes. We don't allow Yibum rabbinically, because rabbinically speaking, she's a tzaras erva. But we do allow, we require chalitza, because biblically speaking, this woman is not a tzaras erva. We will review this again tomorrow. We will continue. I don't know what's going to be with the line. If somebody can mevar what's with the lines and let everybody know. Have a wonderful day.